2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Pennsylvania is one of the most important states for this presidential election, and also for winning back the United States Senate. It's going to be one of the most expensive Senate races in the country, and it comes down to Republican businessman Dave McCormick versus Democrat Bob Casey. Now, Dave has been able to avoid a nasty primary because the entire Republican delegation in the state has gotten behind him. Now, he's been an incredibly successful businessman. He also graduated from West Point, served in the military, earned a Bronze Star. But who is Dave McCormick? I want to introduce you to him in this episode. We'll get to know him a little bit better. I'll ask him about the state of the country, ask him about his views on abortion, get into his background a little bit. So who is Dave McCormick? Find out. Stay tuned. Well, Dave, it's great to have you on the show. I know that campaigning is busy, and so you're probably exhausted and out there working hard. So we appreciate you making the time for the show.
Oh, I'm glad to be on. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay, so you grew up in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. Tell me about Bloomsburg.
Yeah, well, I was I'm a seventh generation Pennsylvanian. My dad was born in Indiana County, which is out in the western part of the state. Mom was born in Punxsutawney, and I was born in Washington County, which is right next to Pittsburgh. But they moved around when I was a young kid, and I grew up in Bloomsburg, which is about 50 miles south of Scranton. And it's like the perfect quintessential small town. So my folks had a farm. My dad worked at the college, but they had a farm, and he was the president of a little state college. And so I grew up baling hay and trimming Christmas trees. I was a busboy at the local hotel. I was a paper boy, and I played sports like most young Pennsylvania boys and girls. And I wrestled and played football. And wrestling in Pennsylvania is a big deal. It's in the bloodstream. On a Saturday night, if you walk into the gym during wrestling season, it'll be jam-packed. And so wrestling kind of defined me, and I wrestled in high school, and then that got me to college. Wrestling, I was recruited to wrestle at West Point, and I ended up wrestling all 4 years there and was the co-captain of the wrestling team. And so wrestling in small-town gyms like Shikellamy and Shikshinny and Sealands Grove and North Schuylkill, that was a big part of my growing up.
So you grew up near Scranton, Joe Biden.
Well, I don't know. He claims Scranton, but you know, I think the office is probably a lot bigger connection to most people than Joe Biden, because I think Joe Biden left Scranton at the age of 5 or something like that. So his claim is limited. Although there is certainly a highway up there that has Joe Biden on it, which I take note of every time I drive by.
Yeah, well, I would do something else, but. You know, it would involve two fingers going up. But anyhow.
Sadly, you said it.
Exactly. All right. So you have 6 daughters. So I have 3 brothers, and my parents told me that I was more difficult to raise than all 3 boys combined. So How has that been?
Six. So I have four daughters, and then I remarried, and I have two more daughters. So I have six in total. Their ages 23 to 17. And so we had a moment where we had six teenagers all at the same time. And essentially what I've said is, listen, I've done wrestled in college. I went to Ranger School. I served in the 82nd in Iraq. I've been in business. I've been in politics. Nothing will test a man like being the father to six teenage daughters. Nothing. And so it's been a joy. And we're almost empty nesters at this point. And we're proud of all six of them. They're not so sure. They love this political stuff. In fact, they're pretty much 100% against their father running or their stepfather running. But they're loving and supportive nonetheless.
Well, you know, why run? Because, you know, let's face it. Look, you're really rich, which is a great thing. Everyone wants to be. You know, like before you quit your job in 2022, you're making $22 million or more as CEO of Bridgewater Associates. So why give that up? Right? Like that sounds pretty good. You know, I'm not going to lie.
If you're rich, the best way to get less rich is to go into politics. That's the starting point. But all kidding aside, I feel like the luckiest guy in the world. I'm 58. You know, I grew up in rural Pennsylvania and didn't have any money. I went to West Point and had that career that I talked about. I ran a couple companies. I ran a company in Pittsburgh that created about 1,000 jobs and 600 of them in Pittsburgh. And then I served in the government again and then went on to run Bridgewater. And so when I look at my life, I mean, I feel so blessed. And you know, the only person more surprised by my success than me is my dad. And so I look at it and say, wow, only in America. And it's the same with my wife. Dina's story was an immigrant from Egypt and, you know, came to Dallas at the age of five and worked her way through college and has had this remarkable career in government and business. And that America we love is in trouble. And so my simple answer to your question is, if you believe America's exceptional, if you believe that you've been benefited by the American dream, if you believe America's in trouble and you believe you can do something about it, then you're called to serve. And that's why, even though, you know, politics isn't the most pleasant thing these days, that I decided to do it. And I did it with full knowledge of what it entails because, as you know, I ran in 2022 and lost a very close primary. So I'm in this with eyes wide open that it's a contact sport and it's tough. But if we don't have good people who frankly don't need the job jumping in to take on these jobs, then I think we're going to be lost as a country.
No, I agree. I think we need, I mean, you know, for instance, you look at someone like Joe Biden, all he's done is government, yet, you know, we sent him when the country's a mess. He can't fix a problem that, you know, he's been a part of for this long. And part of that is really a chaotic world that we live in right now. I know you've got a big foreign policy background. You mentioned, you know, you're a veteran, served in the Army, went to West Point. You know, you worked as a deputy national security advisor for the Bush administration as well. How do you think we got here? How much of where we are now in this chaotic world has to do with Joe Biden? And I guess kind of what scares you the most about sort of this global unrest that's happening?
Well, you know, the career politician part about Joe Biden, I agree with. And that's the same with my opponent, Bob Casey. He's been in the Senate for 18 years. He's been in statewide public office for 30 years. So his entire life has been devoted to public service. So we should thank him for his service, but it's not what we need now. And we need true change in leadership that's going to get the country back on a position of strength. And what's happened on the world stage under President Biden, listen, the world's increasingly complex. It's a tough neighborhood. We've got, you know, adversaries around the world that are growing in power. But under Joe Biden, what's happened is we've lost deterrence. And deterrence is a combination of power, economic and military strength. It's a combination of will, the willingness to use that power, that strength, and of uncertainty, you know, where the enemy or the adversary wonders what and how you'll do it. And that creates fear of challenging us. And so, you know, you and I learned on the playground, we were kids, that if the bully smells weakness, the bully is going to push the case. And right now what's happened around the world is our adversaries smell weakness. And it started with the botched withdrawal out of Afghanistan, which was an absolute disgrace. it continued with the very weak mixed messages that Biden gave Putin. The approval of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, the mixed messages, you know, we'll send Zelensky a plane when Russia invaded, you know, Biden's remarks that, you know, how would he respond? Well, it depends, you know, how far Putin goes. It's the weak response to the Chinese surveillance balloon, which may seem like a small thing, but you think about that, that balloon was flying over our military bases for, you know, the better part of a week. And the weak response to the terrorist attacks. Throughout the Middle East, there's been over 160 attacks last year, many of them against U.S. forces in the Middle East. And Biden's response every step of the way has been ham-handed, slow, weak, unclear. And that's made our enemies think now's the time. Now's the time to push. Now's the time to test. And that's what I think our biggest problem is. And unfortunately, deterrence is like your reputation. You know how hard it is to build a great reputation and how easy it is to lose a good reputation if you make a mistake. What's that way with deterrence? It's hard to build. It's easy to lose. And once you lose it, it's hard to get back. And I don't think we're going to get deterrence back under Joe Biden. I think we're going to need to get a new leader. I'm going to need President Trump in the office. President Trump had deterrence. When you blow up a guy like Soleimani, the folks in Iran are saying, wait a second, this guy means business. And we need that kind of leadership in the Senate. And Bob Casey has been an absolute appeaser of tyrants around the world, most notably Iran. Because he signed the JPCA in 2015, the Iran deal, which gave Iran back $100 billion of sanctioned money. And it's used that money to support these terrorist proxies around the world.
Now, my favorite part is when Trump was talking about having chocolate cake with President Xi and then was telling him that he was sending the Tomahawk missiles to Syria. Over chocolate cake, which is just kind of a power move, and then dropping the mother of all bombs in Afghanistan after he took office, I think kind of just sending a message that, hey, there's a new sheriff in town, like we're not messing around.
You tell that story. My wife was at that table.
Oh my God. No way.
In that room in the subsequent meeting with the National Security Council, and she tells that story, and it's absolutely the case that that sends a message. And I think President Trump had a lot of success in demonstrating that deterrence. And you know, the thing about him, which I agree with, he said the last thing you want to do is broadcast how you're going to respond to your enemy. So he created a lot of uncertainty in how we would respond, and that's the key to deterrence. So I think that's our biggest problem on the world stage right now. That and the fact that China. You know, China's orchestrating a lot of what's happening around the world behind the scenes. And, you know, it was notable a couple months ago. You may have seen it on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. There was a picture of President Xi in Moscow, standing behind Putin, of course, supporting his efforts in Ukraine. And during that, on that very same day, there was a picture of the foreign minister from China. In Saudi Arabia, welcoming the foreign minister from Iran and Saudi Arabia that were in talks with China seeking to orchestrate that. China is playing a role in the world stage on connecting all the dots, underwriting and supporting many of the challenges to American leadership. And that's because China's explicit goal under President Xi is to displace America as the global superpower and challenge our interests and challenge our goals around the world. And so, you know, we've got to have a tough-minded strategy that not only returns deterrence, but also stands tall against China and holds China accountable for bad behavior. A strategy that makes sure we're not dependent on China for key parts of our national security. Make sure that our companies and our investors aren't supporting China by investing in the Chinese military or the Chinese Communist Party. So. That's also a big challenge on the global stage that the Biden administration has failed to address in any meaningful way.
We've got to take a quick commercial break. More with Dave McCormick on the other side. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be. With the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X, folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You can't really hold a country, you know, accountable when, you know, your son has profited off of business deals with China, and you potentially have as well, right? I mean, he's the big guy, potentially, you know, has been the recipient somehow of some of that money, allegedly. We know his son definitely has.
Yeah.
So, you know, how does that shape Joe Biden's ability to deal with China?
This is one of the more disturbing things in the last 3 years, which is, I mean, what you're referring to is just this two-tier justice system where we see playing out in real time a political motivation behind prosecutions of President Trump, whether it's in the New York case or in Georgia, where it's highly, highly politicized. It clearly wouldn't be like this if the man that they were prosecuting wasn't Donald Trump. And then you see two cases that are pretty similar with sensitive documents and the treatment of Joe Biden by the justice system and the treatment of Donald Trump by the justice system are dramatically different despite very similar challenges or very similar accusations of misbehavior. And it gives us all pause. We say, wait a second. Do we have a justice system that's actually going to bring justice, that's going to be fair to all involved, or has it been hijacked and politicized? And I think the Hunter Biden case is a perfect example of that, where, you know, you had this laptop, you had these accusations against President Trump of collaborating with the Russians. And then, you know, out of hand, all these national security figures and intelligence figures slapped down the accusations that that's Hunter Biden's laptop. And, you know, this is all disinformation. And then with time, we see that that's in fact not the case. And with time, we're finding that President Trump is being treated in a way that's not consistent. You know, this $500 million fine. Absurd. I've been in business for almost 30 years. I've been a CEO of two companies. I've never heard of anything remotely like that in terms of that fine, particularly when there's no one who's been damaged. So there's no damages that are being ruled against. And this is a fundamental fear, because America is based on the idea of a justice system which is fair to all, innocent until proven guilty, and that you'll get a fair shake. And I think we see that under President Biden and the Democrats leading the justice system, judicial process, we're getting two very different approaches. And
I think that's kind of all been, you know, thrown out the door, you know, sadly, under this administration, is sort of the direction the country is going in with, you know, censorship. A lot of it happened during COVID and has just gotten worse since then. I wanted to ask you on China specifically, why do we have so many Chinese nationals entering the United States through the southern border? And with your background and working on Chinese related issues, why are they doing that? What's the objective?
You know, I don't know the objective, although I can imagine what the objective is. I mean, I think the thing that we've lost sight of is that with 10 million illegal migrants entering our country in a three-year period, that those are not people from Mexico. Those are people from across the world, from Syria, from Central Asia, from China. The last numbers I saw were 20,000 or something like that in the past year. And it's hard to imagine that that's not part of a very conscious effort to infiltrate the United States, particularly given how difficult it is to get out of China. So hard to imagine the government isn't somehow behind this or sanctioning it. And that's part of a comprehensive approach to undermining, challenging, and becoming integrated in into America in a way, for some Chinese nationals, that is very, very counter to America's interests. There's many Chinese nationals that come, go to graduate school, stay in America, and are contributing citizens and become American citizens. But there are many that are part of an effort to undermine our national security by stealing state secrets and becoming part of a framework of compromising America's interests. And you see these Confucian centers around the United States. You see the infiltration into some of our cities. You see in our universities, there's many great graduate students who come from China with the best motivations. There's some that are very explicitly targeted by the Chinese government. And that's an enormous national security problem. When you think about 20,000 coming across our border last year, I can't but imagine that there's a nefarious intention behind that. And I think it's really scary.
Well, also, you know, there's just a lot of foreign money going to our universities as well, which you would have to imagine shapes what happens on those campuses as a result. In the same way that, you know, obviously the Biden family taking money from China probably shapes his positioning on foreign policy, you would imagine. What do you think the biggest issue we face as a country is right now?
Well, I think there's sort of the fast burn and the slow burn. I mean, the fast burn is we got two big issues that are affecting Pennsylvanians and Americans in a big way. One is the economy, and you know what's happened under Joe Biden and the enormous spending and the war on fossil fuels is that prices have gone up by 20%, wages have gone up by 14-15%. And so if you're of the 60% of Pennsylvanians who live paycheck to paycheck, 60%, most Pennsylvanians live in paycheck to paycheck, man, under Joe Biden, you're getting squeezed. Your life got harder, not easier. You're living paycheck to paycheck. And if you have a bad day and your transmission goes down, you don't have $1,000 in your checking account to fix it. That is unacceptable. And that is the direct result of a set of policies that Joe Biden and Bob Casey have supported, which is the war on energy and the excessive spending. That's a big deal. Well, the second big deal is the border. I mean, that we talked about all the problems from that, the fentanyl crisis, the crime in our cities. That's the second big problem, and I think it's absolutely undermining the quality of life, the safety, the well-being of our fellow Americans and our fellow Pennsylvanians. Now, the long burn problem is a bit what we were talking about. If you go to our college campuses and our young people, only 30% of them think America's exceptional. If you look at our recruiting numbers for our military, they can't meet the recruiting numbers because our young people can't pass the obesity test or the physical fitness test, or they have drug problems. And of the few that are able to actually qualify, the majority don't want to serve. And then if you look at the statistics on TikTok and social media in terms of how our young people are spending their time, you know, these are the building blocks of or the key factors undermining the quality of our society. If our citizens don't want to serve, if they don't believe America's special, if they're being co-opted by social media, some of it from a foreign adversary that is undermining our social norms, our mores, that is the long burn problem. And I think really undermines our ability to remain the greatest country in the world.
How big of an issue in Pennsylvania? You know, Joe Biden has been trying to set all these deadlines for this big push for electric vehicles, even though the market's not really demanding it. How much is that going to impact Pennsylvania?
It's a huge impact. And I think when we look back on the Biden administration, we will talk about energy policy is the most significant miscalculation. And the reason it's such a big deal is that we are blessed with incredible natural resources in America, particularly natural gas. Natural gas in Pennsylvania is the fourth largest natural gas reserves in the world. I heard a statistic the other day, but just to put in perspective, if we developed our natural gas capability, we would be able to export the equivalent of another Saudi Arabia, 10 million barrels a day in natural gas equivalent from America alone. So it's enormous what we could do. And it's so critical to our national security to be able to put that natural gas in the hands of our allies. It's so critical for our economy because those fracking jobs in Pennsylvania are 60, 70,000 for a 19, 20-year-old kid with the right technical training and go to 90 or 100,000 a year with overtime. This is like the next generation of great middle-class jobs, middle-class life. You don't have to have a four-year degree. You get a 1 or 2 year technical degree. It's a huge opportunity. But here's the great irony. It helps our environment and reduces carbon emissions because our natural gas exports replace coal-fired plants in India and China, which are the main carbon emitters today. And so this strategy has been a disaster, but here's the final straw. This mandating of EVs is destroying manufacturing jobs, and it's also making us more dependent on China. So these EVs come with lithium batteries. 80% of them are made from China, 80% of the lithium batteries in the world, and solar panels, the large majority of which are made in China. So we are making ourselves more dependent on our primary adversary. At the same time, we're hurting our security, hurting our economy, and hurting the environment. It's complete hypocrisy. It makes no sense. And I think with time, it's going to become clear how stupid this is. And it's already becoming clear in places like Pennsylvania.
We've got to take a quick commercial break. More with Dave McCormack on the other side. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be. With the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X, folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more.
Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Obviously, Democrats are going to try to make abortion a key issue heading into 2024. Are you pro-life? Where do you stand?
Yeah, I'm pro-life. I'm in favor of the three exceptions. I'm not in favor of federal bans. I'm not in favor of the extreme policies of the Democratic Party and of Bob Casey, which allows abortions up until the due date. And so the way I say it on the campaign trail, I say, listen, I'm not for either extreme. This is an area where we need to find common ground. And I think common ground is around widely available contraception. It's around support for adoption services for young families. And it's in support of restrictions on late-term abortions. And Pennsylvania has a law. Here's the great irony of it. Pennsylvania has a law that was signed by Republicans and Democrats alike. And the governor who signed it into place is a governor named Casey, the father of my opponent. And my opponent was a pro-life, ran on as a pro-life senator 18 years ago. And in 2008, he flipped his position to be pro-choice. And as recently as 2 years ago, when Roe v. Wade was overturned, he signed legislation that would have allowed for abortions up until the due date. So I'm running against somebody here who's truly been all over the place on the issue of abortion at a time when this is a big issue for voters across Pennsylvania.
You know, Pennsylvania is a critical state, both for winning the White House as well as winning back the Senate. Mail-in balloting, I mean, you go back to 2022, I think Biden ended up getting something like 3 out of 4 mail-in ballots that were cast in the state. Biden won by less than 2% of the vote. What are you doing on mail-in balloting? You know, do you think that Republicans are prepared in the state to win votes in the manner in which elections are conducted today?
Yeah, I think there's three things we got to get right structurally to win Pennsylvania. And by the way, Pennsylvania is becoming a red state. When Donald Trump won in 2016, there was 1 million more registered Democrats than Republicans. Today, it's under 400,000, and the gap's closing fast. So there's three things we need to do. The first thing is we need to accelerate that registration of Republican voters, and there's an initiatives underway to do that. Second thing we need to do is a whole set of efforts around election integrity. There's all sorts of problems in Pennsylvania. We got 67 counties. They all have different processes. And whether you think this is a big problem or a little problem, it's affecting the willingness of people to vote because they don't think their vote can count. So we need to have a very transparent process of validating voting machines, of making sure there's chain of custody, on making sure there's oversight of drop boxes, of making sure there's the right observers and legal processes and challenges on election day. So election integrity is number two. Third is the one you mentioned, which is mail-in ballots. And is a huge Democratic advantage on this. The Democrats have embraced mail-in ballots, and they're beating us now on average 7-1. And there's a huge initiative, arguably the largest in the country, many millions of dollars being invested by a number of groups to focus on low propensity voters. These are voters that vote 0 once or twice in the last 4 elections, and get them registered for mail-in ballots, and then get them to submit their mail-in ballots. And that effort, I suspect, will close the gap in Pennsylvania, but not close it completely. I think it's going to take multiple election cycles to close it completely. And you know, part of it is convincing people that their vote's going to count by mail-in ballot and that there's a clear way to do it. And so we're closely coordinating with the Trump team, with the RNC and others to make sure that that we have the right program in place to take advantage of mail-in ballots. It's early on, but I'm encouraged that there's the right focus and the right resources.
Well, it's great to hear. You know, before we go, where can people go to help?
They can find me at DaveMcCormickPA.com. I'm spending most of my time driving across the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in my campaign bus, which gets me into every small town I can find. And you know, it's 67 counties, and I've in this year so far I've been in 47 of them. I've done 140 events. I am running a campaign that's going to touch people all across our Commonwealth, and a good old fashioned retail campaign. And I'm excited about it. I feel like there's a real change afoot. I can feel it in the air, and I'm excited to be part of it.
Well, Dave McCormick, good luck. It's an important state. We appreciate you making the time for us today.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
That was Dave McCormick running for Senate in Pennsylvania. Appreciate him making the time. You know, these guys have crazy schedules, so we really appreciate him making time for the show every Monday and Thursday, but you can listen throughout the week. I want to thank John Cascio for putting the show together. Until next time. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Lisa.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.